The question came in, what about the Antichrist in Tim LaHaye's series, Left Behind? The book seems, and I've not read this, so I'm just telling you what the questioner asked me. The book seems to say that the Antichrist will die, will be dead for 3 days, and then raised from the dead. Now, let me just preface all of this by saying Tim LaHaye is a very good friend, number one. Number two, I've talked to him about several things that I am concerned with in his series. Number three, I think the series is positive because it is getting the attention of people around the world to think about the soon coming of Jesus Christ. But number four, we do not, let me repeat, we do not get doctrine from a novel. I don't care how fantastic the novel is, how great the author of it is, we do not get doctrine from a novel. We get doctrine from the Word of God. I have my Bible open in Revelation chapter 13, the chapter that has the most details about this coming Antichrist. In verse 3, it says this, "And I saw one of his heads," one of the heads of Antichrist, "I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to the death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast." Let me think with you. That's Revelation chapter 13, verse 3. It says, as it were wounded to the death. That phrase, as it were, is used 52 times in the book of Revelation. I'll just slip back here a couple of chapters to chapter 8. Let me show you one of them. Chapter 8, verse 8. And this is talking about the trumpet judgments. "And the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain, burning with fire, was cast into the sea." Then in verse 10, "And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp." What this phrase means, used 52 times in Revelation, remember, Revelation is apocalyptic literature. It uses symbols. I mean, I could take you to about 10 different locations in chapter 9 of the same phrase being used. What "as it were" means is that it seems to be, but not really is. That's what it's talking about. And so in chapter 13, verse 3, when it's talking about the Antichrist wounded to the head, as it were, to the death, it's saying that as it seemed to be, he was wounded to the death, but he was not really wounded to the death. Thus, no reason to put him in a grave for 3 days and have him resurrected. What it does say, as we look at the text, and we're not looking at a novel to get our doctrine, we're looking at the Word of God, what it does say is that the devil, because in verse 2, the dragon or the devil or Satan gives the Antichrist his power, the devil will heal the wound of the Antichrist. And so there is the capability. The Antichrist will be supposedly healed by Satan. A healing will take place under the auspices of Satan himself. Remember, Satan will be able to take life during the tribulation period. That's recorded in the book of Revelation. He'll not be able to give life. Satan will energize the Antichrist, and he will heal him. But the Antichrist will not die, be dead for 3 days, and then resurrect from the dead. That's the doctrine from God's prophetic word, the book of Revelation, chapter 13 and verse 3.